Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm Tim Shanahan, your host, and today we're going to talk about encouraging summer reading. Now, many of you who follow my blogs and podcasts know that I discourage the provision of free reading time or independent reading time during the school day. That's not because I don't think reading practice is important, but because kids learn more from the directed reading activities that teachers should be providing within their English language arts, social studies, and science classes. Of course, it makes sense to have books available for when kids finish school lessons early, but setting aside 20 minutes a day for classroom reading is not a good use of instructional time. It takes a lot of reading practice to improve reading achievement. Even summer reading may not be enough to give your youngster a measurable boost in reading, though like many professionals who encourage reading, I suspect the benefits will likely be something that accumulates slowly over childhood. In other words, it is due to several summers and several after-school experiences, not just to one. Getting kids to read on their own, after school, weekends, summers, is a different thing altogether than classroom reading. In those cases, independent reading isn't replacing teacher-supported reading. Practice is good, and we should encourage it as effectively as we can. Summer's upon us, and I hope this entry will serve as a timely reminder to parents to get your kids reading. I vividly remember my summer between third and fourth grade. Mom decided it was a good idea to make me stay in after lunch to read each day. She even took me to the library to get me started. I've been a reader ever since. Gestures like that from parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, godparents, friends of the family, and coaches can have big impacts on kids' interests. Accordingly, I have several suggestions for doing just that. Often it is asserted that getting kids to read will make them love it. That certainly was true for me, but the research on these matters tends not to be quite so sanguine. Sometimes kids just find reading to be difficult, boring, and/or lonely. I don't think that problem is solved just by sending kids off to read on their own. There's more to it than that. People read not just because they find it pleasurable. They read because they want to know things or because they want to do things that reading would enable. They read because of the social connections that it allows. As you'll see, the activities that I've recommended tend to have some payoff or social connection. That's not an accident. So here are some ideas. Number one, summer usually allows families to spend more time together. This can be a great opportunity to read with your kids. Children can learn a lot from being read to, and that can be a lot of fun. If they can already read, then have them read to you, or better yet, take turns reading to each other. Make sure you discuss what you're reading, ask questions, answer questions, explore the ideas together, but read. Number two, as kids get older, help them find books, magazines, or newspaper articles that they would enjoy reading. And then you read some of those too. Trips to the library together can be a great source for such material. Reading a book that your child is reading communicates your interest powerfully, and it facilitates deeper and more meaningful discussions between you. The point is to share the reading experience. Remember, social sharing, social connection can often be the reason for the reading. Three, even if you're not reading the same books, talk to your children about what they are reading. Ask questions such as what happened in the story, or what might happen next, or who is their favorite character, or who's the villain and why, or if they're reading factual materials, and what's the difference between this kind of dinosaur and that kind of dinosaur. This kind of question asking and answering builds summarization and recall skills, and your interest increases their interest. Number four, create a summer reading nook or spot in your home. Make sure there's good light and comfortable seating, and try to set aside one TV video game free night per week for family reading. Reading night can be a special snack night, too. There's nothing better than reading with a big bowl of popcorn or cookies and milk. Number 5. If you really want to get crazy, team up with your child to create a book club for him or her and their friends. I know one thing that gets many people reading is joining a social group that agrees to read books together. They select a book to read, and then monthly they get together and talk about it, usually with a glass of wine. Now, I would suggest skipping the wine in this case, but engaging your kids and their friends in such a social contract can be a real winner. Moms and dads can even join the group, too. I know one teacher who had a monthly book club for adolescent boys and their fathers. Very successful. Number 6. Write notes or letters to your children. What a great opportunity to remind them of experiences that they had when they were younger, or to tell them about the lives of older people in the family, like their grandparents. Kids love getting letters, and sometimes they'll even write back. Other writing activities make too, and in the blog version of this, I recommended a link to startwithabook.org. They have a section on summer writing that I think folks would find useful. Number 7. Don't just focus on storybooks. Kids often prefer to read about fact rather than fiction, including books and articles about the environment, animals, current events, sports, and other factual topics. Right now, some of my grandkids are excited about ballet, robots, soccer, and dance. There are sources available on every one of those topics. Talk to them about what they like and help them find reading materials that match their interests. Number 8. Consider taking on a family cultural study. Reading some books about or from a particular country, and then supplementing this reading with examinations of relevant art, visit to museums, meals at ethnic restaurants, or cooking experiments at home, all can fit into this. Number 9. Take on a genealogical study. Kids love finding out about their families, and there's a lot of reading and writing involved in that kind of thing. Genealogy.com has some wonderful articles about getting young kids involved in genealogical study and the reading that that entails. And on the blog version of this, there's a link to that. And number 10, most communities provide activities aimed at promoting reading. Check with your local library, park district, museums, zoos, churches, and the like. However, just in case those resources aren't available, or for some reason you can't avail of them, there are many useful sources available through the internet. And in fact, on the blog version of this, I've provided links that provide specific book recommendations of children of different ages and many more ideas and resources on how to encourage summer reading. I've included books that children themselves recommend. I've got the kinds of information that Reading Rockets has posted and the American Library Association has posted. I think you will find all of these to be quite useful. That's going to be my last word today on encouraging summer reading. If you want the written version of this, either to get the written transcript or to get the one research reference that it includes, or to link to any of those, I would strongly encourage that you go to the Shanahan on Literacy website and the June 7th posting 2025 on encouraging summer reading. If any of you are interested in posting copies of this on their school websites or sending them home as a letter to parents or in their school blog or whatever, feel free. I would appreciate it if you'd cite the source, but otherwise, distribute this as widely as you can in your community. I'd love to see lots of children reading this summer, and you can be a big part of that. With that, I'm going to thank Greg Johnson, our sound engineer, and I will thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you up the road a piece.